Welcome back in time, live from the Next Gen Medical Clinic Zone Studios, 12:32 on a Wednesday. Good stuff with Scott Shanley 1 hour ago. We're wide open for the final 90 minutes of the show. 402-951-1620. You can email the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, nick@1620zone.com. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com, or hit me on the JTech Instruction Zone Twitter feed at Nick Baugh, NickBahe. So I think I talked about this on Monday, but I was thinking more about it. So I think you can always tell a lot about a person during a tough stretch. You know, you can tell a lot about an athlete, a teammate, a spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, a friend, whatever, coworker. Because listen, it's easy to be a good teammate when you're winning. It's easy to be a good husband or wife on the honeymoon or when everything's great. I'm not a pilot, but I'd imagine it's easy to fly the plane when there's no turbulence, sunny skies. It's not so easy when a storm hits. So you find out a lot about people during those times. Same thing for a fan base. Doesn't matter if we're talking college, pro, whatever. Listen, man, it's easy to be a fan when your team is great and you're winning. And you have a coach that you love and believe in, and you got a great roster, stud players across the board. It's easy to be a fan when that's happening. It's easy. Look, right now, it's easy to be a Clemson football fan. It probably wasn't so easy to go easy 20 years ago. And, you know, we're going to find out a lot about how good of a fan base Oklahoma City really has. Again, they hit the lottery when they were first time they got the, when they got the franchise. They relocated from Seattle, and they have, you know, they have all these stars, and they're good. But Kevin Durant's now gone, and James Harden is gone, and Paul George is gone, and Russell Westbrook's on his way out, and it's clear that the franchise is about to totally rebuild. It's easy to be an Oklahoma City Thunder fan when you got Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden and Paul George and Serge Ibaka and you're a playoff team every year. That's easy. Now it gets tough. And I say all that because I was on a walk and I was thinking more about this. I say all that to give another big tip of the cap to Husker fans. Because I was thinking about Oklahoma City and how, man, they've had great times. Now it's about to be. I mean, think about it. It was easy to be a Nebraska football fan in the 90s. You had a Hall of Fame coach. You were dominating the country. You had elite players all over the field. You were winning national championships. Tell you what, it's pretty easy to chant Go Big Red during those times. I know that because I lived it. Just like you did. I know that because I lived it. What's not so easy is the past 20 years. Being a Husker fan during the past 20 years has been challenging. I know a lot of you probably nodding right now. You now have had a stretch of coaches that you maybe don't totally believe in. That makes it hard, because if you don't believe in the person that's leading the charge, you know, there's an element of like, what is happening? There aren't elite studs all over the field. You're not winning titles. You're not hanging banners. And not only are you not winning championships, you're getting blown out in certain games. That will test your fandom. That'll test your fandom. And through it all, Husker fans haven't wavered, and they've been right there. Because let's be honest, there have been numerous times that the opportunity to put the corn on the cob hat down and not support was easy to do. It was easy. I'm sure there were some Nebraskans and Husker fans that threw in the towel. The majority, 90% of you, didn't. And I just think that's really cool. I really do. I really think it's cool. And you may not realize it because sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees, but when you're in, you know, when you're in it, you don't realize how remarkable it is. But when you stop and smell the roses and think about the past 20 years, been a lot of tough times. And sometimes it just takes thinking about another fan base for you to gain appreciation for the Husker fan base. Because I was thinking about the Oklahoma City fan base. And it's like everybody says, I'll tell you what, Oklahoma City fans, some of the best NBA fans in all of the league. Oh, really? Well, we're about to find out. Been pretty damn easy for you to be a fan when the second you opened up Chesapeake Arena or whatever it is, you had Durant and Westbrook and Harden and you were in the playoffs and you went to the, been easy for you to be a fan. Let's be honest. It's not going to test you a little bit. Again, Husker fans, it's easy to be a fan in 1995 when you're killing people. It's easy to be a fan in 1997 when you're killing people. What's not so easy is 2007 and 2017. In 2004 and getting blown out. I just think it's impressive, man. I just, the interest has stayed high. The passion has stayed high. Again, were there a few moments where frustration set in? Absolutely. Absolutely. But for the most part, Husker fans have stayed right there. You know what's kind of a good gauge of that? Is not only the stands and the tickets and the butts in the seats, but it's shows like this. It's radio stations like this. What do we talk about almost all day, every day? Nebraska football. And you know what audience is there to digest it? Husker fans. I think it speaks to the people of this state, and the majority support unconditionally. Even beyond, Creighton basketball, that's a loyal fan base. Some people are like, they're there for the drinks and they just, they came around when Dougie and the boys went to the Big East. Nah. All right. Nah. Listen, Creighton fans used to take over St. Louis for the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Take it over. Some of the coolest moments as a player was we would have, it was called the send-off. And we were at, I think it was the Adams Mark Hotel. They might have changed it in St. Louis. And it was the Creighton Team Hotel. And have you ever been in one of those hotels where the lobby is massive? There's a bar and a restaurant. It's massive. And it was so big that we couldn't just take the elevator. So what would happen is when we're getting ready to go play in the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and the finals of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, all of our fans are at the team hotel are going to cheer us on as we get on the bus to go to the arena. What would happen is we couldn't just take the elevator all the way down to the main floor because not everybody could fit into the lobby and it would spill out. So what we would end up doing is we would take the elevator down to the second floor. And then you'd have this escalator that would bring us down to the main lobby and all the way down. And there wasn't an inch of space except for the little room for you to walk single file towards the bus. And then the fans would spill into the streets. So don't try and tell me anything about Creighton fans. And this is when we're playing Indiana State in the quarterfinals of the Valley Tournament and we're the 5 seed. You know, this isn't just when Kyle was there or just when Ryan Sears and Doug were there. No. This is when me and Pierce and Dane and even a few years ago, the year after Doug McDermott left, Creighton was 4-14 in the Big East. 4-14 in conference play. Top 10 in attendance. Look at Husker basketball too. Husker basketball. Only power conference school to have never won an NCAA tournament game. And have you seen a game at Pinnacle Bank Arena? It's one of the best environments college basketball. It is rocking in there. So it's just incredible. I was thinking about it because of the looming situation in Oklahoma City got me to think about fans and loyalty during tough times and all those sorts of things. And I think all of you deserve a major salute.
And you know what? coming from an outside point of view, and 2 years ago coming into Nebraska and being able to see what the fan base was, because I came in Riley's last year,
yeah,
and how awful that was. I was like, oh, I'm interested to see how this was. And at the end of the season, people still planning their schedules around the Husker game.
Oh, yeah.
I was going grocery shopping, stores empty because the Huskers were on, through the struggle, and I'm hearing about the sellout streak and that kind of stuff. It is absolutely mind-blowing. It's one of my favorite things when I do go back home. They're like, what's really cool about Nebraska? I'm like, the fandom that they have for their teams.
Yeah, man.
It is unreal.
It is crazy. And the one thing you cannot call Husker football fans or Husker basketball fans or Creighton basketball is like fair weather fans. You know what I mean? Like, not fair weather fans. And, you know, I mean, Husker football has obviously fallen on some hard times, and through it all, fans have been there. And again, it's easy to be a fan when you're undefeated and Tom Osborne's got the headset on and Tommy Frazier is dazzling people for touchdowns and the black shirts are mauling people and you're winning titles. It's not so easy when Mike Riley's the coach and Ohio State comes to town and they score on every single offensive possession. That happened. Ohio State scored on every time they had the ball, they scored. That happened. That'll test you. That'll test you. I mean, so I think about this Oklahoma City situation. I think about this Oklahoma City situation, and I'm just like, we'll see. We'll see what it's like. We'll see how good the fans are, and I just think Husker fans, impressive, man. I mean, just totally impressive. It really is. Just had to say. I mean, just had to say it. I was on a walk the other day, and I'm like, it's crazy. 402-951-1620. All right. Well, you can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. 1244 here on a Wednesday. Game time.